Senate leaders hope to approve a budget deal today to keep the government operating past midnight. The Senate has been working on a two-year plan, the House on a shorter extension of funding. Neither plan deals with immigration and the Dreamers. I spoke earlier with Senator Tammy Duckworth, a Democrat from Illinois, and asked her if she could support this deal, even though those immigration issues are left out.
Well, I think that we do need to address the Dreamers. I don't know that we need to address it as part of the budget deal. Remember that on the Senate side, Senator McConnell, the Republican leader, has made a commitment to allow us to actually do a regular order deal and floor vote on it.
So do you think that'll happen before the deadline in March?
Well, that's the goal, is that it needs to happen before the deadline, or we need to do something with the deadline because we need to protect the Dreamers and keep them from being deported.
As a veteran, what do you think about some of the other news this week? President Trump wants to have a military parade. He's asked the Pentagon to draw plans for that.
Well, I think that it shows that he is truly not fit to be commander-in-chief of our military. We have troops are in harm's way right now. We have Secretary Tillerson talking about sending Americans into Syria on a permanent basis, and our president wants to spend hard-earned taxpayer dollars on a parade. That's simply ridiculous.
You think it'll happen?
Well, he's the commander-in-chief, and if he gives the order, the military will have to carry it out because it's a lawful order. But it is a foolish one and not one that is based on any thing that will help our military men and women. If he wants to spend that kind of money, it will be hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars to do something like that. Then let's send that to the troops or send it to their family members. Let's not blow it on a parade for Trump's ego.
Earlier this week, the president called Democrats who didn't applaud during his State of the Union address treasonous. You fired back in a tweet saying, "We don't live in a dictatorship or monarchy. I swore an oath in the military and in the Senate to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution, not to mindlessly cater to the whims of cadet bone spurs and clap when he demands I clap." Do you think these things are distractions, or what makes you feel that you should respond when he says something like that people are being treasonous for not clapping?
Because he gets away with it unless someone calls him out who has the standing to call him out on these types of things. He did the same thing when he accused Democrats of not supporting our military during the budget fight. It's simply not true. And he cannot be allowed to put out rhetoric out there that hurts our nation. We are the leading democracy on the face of the earth. This is not a place where you call somebody treasonous because they reject the opinions of those who are in power. If anything, it's the most American thing you can do is to speak up, stand up and speak your mind and oppose those who are in power.
Have you gotten any blowback for going up against him on this issue?
I have not gotten any blowback. And in fact, I've gotten a lot of people who appreciated me standing up for the Constitution.
You mentioned the Secretary of State talking about a long-term presence in Syria for U.S. troops. Meanwhile, we're watching what's happening in Afghanistan. The president has recommitted the U.S. To the war there. Do you think there's any end ever in sight for the war in Afghanistan?
As long as we do not have a new authorization for use of military force, I don't see how there is an end to our conflicts in the Middle East. It's why I have been pushing so hard for my colleagues and I to debate and develop a new authorization for use of military force that will actually talk about what the end state needs to be, that will talk about what the parameters are. Until then, we have ceded the dialogue to the administration. We will just continue to move forward without Congress's oversight, which is our constitutional duty.
What about in Iraq? We're hearing this week that some troops are being moved out of Iraq and to Afghanistan.
Well, I think that we should be bringing American troops out of Iraq, not necessarily to send them to Afghanistan. But again, we are in a position where the American people have no idea what the mission is, what the end state is, what the off-ramp is. And we can't just continue to spend the most precious resource we have, which is the lives of the men and women who wear the uniform of this country, in the careless way that we seem to be doing.
One more thing, Senator. You and your husband, Brian, are now expecting your second child. So congratulations on that. You're going to be the first sitting senator to give birth. What is that like for you?
Well, we are very, very happy. I'm sure it's not going to be any different than any working mom who's trying to juggle her work life and her personal life. It is somewhat ridiculous that it's 2018 and this is such big news.
Right.
But it says something about the need for more women in leadership, not just here in the Senate, although we sorely need them, but also all across America, whether it's in boardrooms or, you know, in all across our nation.
How much time do you think you're going to take off?
Well, I'm not quite sure yet. We're still working on that. I'm the first because I am the first. There are no maternity parental leave policies for senators, especially those who actually give birth. So I will be working with the administration of the Senate to set some of the ground rules and develop the policies. I guess when you're the first one, you have the opportunity to really push to set what the rules are for everyone.
Well, congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
And that's Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois. Senator, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.